You will hear part of a radio broadcast featuring a traditional cultural recipe. You have 30 seconds to look at questions 1 to 8.
Welcome to In the Kitchen. Today we'll be continuing our weekly series on traditional foods from Eastern Europe, with a focus on Slovakia and the special homemade cheese called Sirak. That's spelled C-I-R-A-K. This cheese is traditionally made in the days before Easter and served as part of an Easter breakfast. From about 1880 to 1920, about 500,000 Slovaks emigrated to the United States, settling in large numbers in Pennsylvania and Ohio. They brought their tradition of making this special Easter cheese, which was a way of keeping the customs of the old country alive in the new world. This particular recipe for Sirak was sent in by one of our listeners, Helen in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, who says that she has fond memories of helping her grandmother make the cheese and serve it to the family when they got home from church on Easter morning. To make your Sirak, you will only need a few ingredients. 4 cups of milk, 12 eggs, and a teaspoon of salt. Pour the milk into a large mixing bowl, then place the bowl atop a saucepan that is about half filled with water. Next, you'll want to heat the saucepan over a low to medium flame so that the steam from the saucepan will warm the milk in the bowl. Now, be careful not to get the milk too hot. We don't want it to boil. Once the milk is warm, start cracking the eggs one at a time, stirring them into the milk. Helen says that it's essential to keep stirring as you add the eggs, otherwise they will scorch. After adding all the eggs, continue stirring until what you have in the bowl looks like scrambled eggs. The next step is to drain off the liquid. To do this, you need to pour the mixture into a cheesecloth bag, tie it off, and hang it over the sink for an hour or two. Now, I know what you're thinking. Where can I get a cheesecloth bag? Helen reports that when her grandmother couldn't get a cheesecloth bag, she would use a pair of pantyhose, and they worked just as well. For our British listeners, those are known as tights. Anyway, once you've drained the cheese in your cheesecloth, or pantyhose, or tights, you need to compress it to force out any remaining liquid. Put the cheese, still in the cheesecloth, under the flat side of a pan, such as a cast iron skillet, just like you were putting the skillet on the stove, but instead, put it on the cheese. Put a cooling rack on top of the skillet and place something heavy on top of the cooling rack. Helen recommends using several heavy cans on top of the cooling rack. This will distribute the weight onto the skillet, and the skillet will press the last of the liquid out of the cheese. After 2 hours, you can remove the weight, the skillet, and the cheesecloth. You will need to refrigerate the cheese overnight before it is ready to eat. You'll want to slice your Slovak cheese and serve it with horseradish sauce for an authentic and very traditional Easter treat.